Study after study has shown that more than 65% of us are living paycheck to paycheck. And as we look at inflation at an all-time high and costs just continue to get higher and higher, it feels hard to live on a day-to-day basis, let alone save anything. But we don't want you to bury your head in the sand. We want you to feel empowered about your finances, and that is what all of our podcast today is about. I am joined today by two experts in the wealth space. They are financial educators from WealthWave. Please help me welcome Bronwyn Linder and Jamie Dilley. And you are here to make finances accessible, which I'm very excited about because nobody taught us this stuff in school, certainly. No. And each of you have a very personal path that led you to get involved with this. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having us here today.
Of course. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. I am so excited to talk about this. Jamie and I talk about this on a daily basis. And I was actually that broke single mom that had no idea how money worked. Why? Because exactly what you said, it's not in our education systems. Right. And so we don't know the right questions to ask or even who to go to.
Right.
And so I found myself quickly working three jobs at the time without a college education. And I walked into the bank that I banked with and I asked them for advice. And all that they said to me was, here's two credit cards and you're barely making paycheck to paycheck. You can't go sit in that glass box with the advisor yet because you don't have enough money sitting in your savings account.
We won't even help you because you're not making enough money for us to help
you. Correct. And I was like,
well,
I don't have time. I'm working three jobs and I'm having to take care of these two kids. The game is broken. Mm-hmm. Who can tell me how to play this money game correctly? Because I know other people are doing it. And so when I started asking questions to a lot of other moms around me and even couples and families, they were all in the same boat. And so you're absolutely right. It's a massive percent of us that are living paycheck to paycheck, but don't know how to get out of that rat race. And that's what got me into this industry because somebody sat down with me as that broke single mom mm-hmm. and gave me the opportunity to be able to get ahead of that game. And when I found out that there's actually solutions to our questions mm-hmm. and the right questions to ask are out there for us to be educated on, I had to get that out to fellow moms, fellow coworkers, and
sure.
things like that. And so that's why I got into the industry and became passionate about it.
And it's easy to see how passionate you are. And I love that thought of paying it forward. Someone helped me, so I want to help them as well. And Jamie, you have a slightly different story, but there's
yes.
some similar themes. We'd love to hear that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
So mine is a little different, right? But there's always going to be those sections that cross over. So I was the first in my family to go to college. Mm-hmm. I thought I was doing the right things, right? I found myself quickly in student loan debt. And I did ultimately get to follow my passion of using my degree, and I'm now a probation officer. Love what I do, but the fact of the matter is in this economy, it's just not enough, right?
Right.
So outside of that, I started a business. I'm a successful business owner, and I still just felt myself in this hamster wheel, right? No matter how hard I was working, I didn't really ever feel like I was where I should have been mm-hmm. or I was able to get ahead. And so it was about a year ago, I reached out to Bronwyn, and I just started picking her brain. And I said, I want to know more, right? I want to know these well-kept secrets of the wealthy. And that's how I began this journey. And so she quickly started educating me, and it was just amazing to me at how simple some of the concepts are,
mm-hmm.
But we're not taught, right? So we're not taught in school. Our families weren't taught. Our parents weren't taught. Our grandparents weren't taught. So I got into it by asking for myself because I wanted to be able to leave a legacy for my family and to really push us ahead in this money game,
mm-hmm.
right? But I quickly found that there are so many others around me that also needed this education, and it was like wildfire. I couldn't stop talking to them about it, right? And so this is something that I now have a second successful business as a financial educator, and it is just absolutely so fulfilling to be able to help families just like mine not only change today, but what their legacies and what their futures are going to look for. It just fills me up in a way that I didn't know was out there.
Well, I love that you both are so dedicated to truly empowering others. And we look at the state of the economy now. That could be a whole other podcast, but yes. We'll talk about it from the standpoint of month to month. Many of us are just trying to pay our rent, pay our mortgage. We're not keeping to the side a big old stash of money if something bad happens, if an emergency happens. In fact, a lot of recent research have shown that more than a third of us don't even have $400 if something bad happens. So when we are in that state of on the hamster wheel, trying to keep up and pay the bills, how do you even start to begin to build an emergency fund? Because it really is so important to have that.
Yeah, you touched on some facts there and stats that are out there for all of us. By the way, most of this is public information. What's crazy is we just don't know where to go look for it.
Sure.
Because there are a ton of advisors out there. There are a ton of educators out there. Unfortunately, just like in any business, they may have limited information that they can share. And so do we go to Google? Do we go to our parents? Do we go to our
chat GTP? Tell me how to manage my money. Yes.
Please don't do that.
Yeah. Please don't lose my money for me, chat.
Yes. So to start this off, make sure you're asking the right questions. And that's why we're here today to share with you on what questions to ask. But let me go over those stats real quick. As you mentioned, 78% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck right now. And I believe it's increasing because of the inflation of things.
Absolutely. Yes.
80% of households in America have credit card debt totaling over $1 trillion just this last year. Our country is struggling with that. The number one crisis in our country is the financial crisis. 44% of Americans cannot cover a $400 emergency fund.
Yes.
And this is causing that credit card debt in our country too, because when we get a flat tire, we're swiping that credit card.
You have to use the card. There's no money to draw from. Right.
Correct. 51% of American adults have little to nothing saved for retirement. Pensions are a thing of the past. There's just a handful of companies that still offer true pensions like we knew back in the day. Now it's 401ks. Mm-hmm. But do most of us even know what a 401k stands for?
No. Or how to use it, or is it the right thing to use it, which we'll talk about later too.
Correct. 4 out of 10 households are uninsured. Approximately 158 million people are battling a chronic disease today, and it affects their households, and they're not prepared financially for it. And this is where the problem starts for our country. Only 6 out of our 50 states require a standalone course in personal finance to graduate high school. Let me tell you how different our economy would look if this was in every school system, mandatory, just like English and math is to graduate. Yes.
And what you are offering to people who want to educate themselves is fantastic. You brought in a couple of books today that are part of your offerings to those you work with. And it's wonderful how simple and accessible this is. I think I shared with you, ladies, that within newscasts in the world of news, we write our newscasts to a level that is junior high education, not as an insult to anybody, but just because we're all busy. We're juggling a lot of things. We're trying to remember a lot of things. You have this approach in these books as well, correct?
Yes.
To keep it simple.
45-minute read cover to cover. And by the way, we're going to offer this complimentary to anybody listening to this. We'll send a book out to their home, to their work, wherever they want it. But 45-minute read cover to cover, it's written for a 14-year-old to understand because that's where our financial education stops in America. So we all feel embarrassed having these conversations or scared that we don't know the right questions, but all of us are in the same boat. None of us have the right education. And so where do we find that? And that's what we're going to discuss. And that's what's in these books.
I love it.
So. Yeah. So, I mean, just to... our conversations really are starting with, you know, let's look and actually pay attention to where you're spending your money, right? We're all really good at working hard, and the money is just flying out. So if we're intentional with stopping every Sunday, per se, and tracking and looking at where we spent money over just the last 7 days, it helps us to be intentional, and it helps us to build a healthy relationship with our finances versus what many of us are living with. It's just very dysfunctional, right? Yeah. And so we will start with just very basic education, right? And how to just kind of slow the crazy fast world that we live in down, really pay attention, and then be intentional and purposeful with starting to just put your money where you truly want it to go, right? There's so many of us that we really are spending you know, pretty, it's already somewhat scrutinized, right? So we can't necessarily cut anything out of our budget. But what Bronwyn and I are able to do is show people how to expand their income, right?
Which we're also going to talk about in another segment.
That's a massive mindset change for people because society has made money negative, and it's made paying bills negative, and it's made savings money negative. We're told every day thousands of times to spend money, but nobody ever tells us to save in a healthy way and what that looks
like. I love that observation. So being intentional, observing. Observation's the very first step. And part two, having a mindset shift, which we will also touch on a little bit later. But if any of our listeners want to connect with you ladies, they can check out breaktimeyou.com/money. And then how about if they want to follow you and learn a little bit more through social media or some outside accounts?
Yeah, so of course, our business is called Wealth Wave. And my Instagram handle is where I'm at most of the time, and it's the Money Barbie.
I love it. You got the fabulous blonde ponytail, just like Barbie.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to follow us on there, we are not your traditional financial firm. We believe that there's a change in the face of the financial industry, and we want people to be able to talk to somebody that looks like them, walks like them, and talks like them. Somebody that's actually been through the experiences that they've been through, and that's why my handle is the Money Barbie, because we're fun and we're different. We're not your mom and pop financial company.
I want money to be fun and learning how to manage it to be fun. So I'm certainly going to check it out. Thank you, ladies, both. We'll be back with a little bit more from Bronwyn as well as from Jamie in just a couple minutes.